Blog Talk Radio.
And his family, Lord, today, and continue to bless you. Go, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do not know what is going on. Your family is full of all. But we know you are in family. So tonight, dear Lord, you just ask you to come to us.
O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou art, thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my
brothers and sisters. I didn't put on any music, and I just hear music. No music under my screen, and I heard music. So I'm going to open the line by the grace of God. God is able to do all things, so I'm going to ask for another prayer. We have our dear brother on this line. He came on early, and you know what? We're just going to ask for a few prayer, dear, you know. So we open this line, 240, your line is open. Can you just lead us in prayer today night? We're going to do
Sure. How do you do, beloved? It's a blessing to be on the line. I know Sister Paul said she didn't put that song on, but it was a sombering song. It was a song to calm us. It was a song to remind us that no matter what the enemy throw away, our God, we have peace, we have victory, and we have, we can find solace in him. And so we're going to ask you if you're able to kneel, we're going to ask you to do so. If you're able to bow your heads, we're going to ask you if you're able to bow your heads, do that. If you're driving, as I've often said, we're going to ask you to keep your eyes open so you can get to your humble abode. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before you today. On this Hell Thursday, Lord, we know that the enemy was doing all kind of stuff, blocking us, not being able to remember the number, calling in and couldn't get in. But, Lord, we know that you're a good God. And as we're reminded how the enemy tried to delay Gabriel when he was coming to bring the good news, Lord, where he was coming to allow Daniel to understand what he has seen, Lord. We know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that there's mighty power within your name. So we come before you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for situation now. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, that despite the mishap, despite the sneers, we can bow before you with happiness in our hearts, knowing that we are able to have another opportunity to share how good you have been. We will have the opportunity to hear the testimony and the prayer request of your beloved, to hear the prayer request that your children have to bring to you today, knowing that you will be able to answer it according to your will. We bless each and every person that is on this line. I don't know who they are right now because, as I said, the line was messing up, but you know. You know every number of here that is on their head. You know what their hearts desire. And so we pray, Lord, that you will bless them according to your will, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that we have done that is not in line with you, Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit, Lord, to give us a revival and a reformation today, Heavenly Father. We ask you all of these things. We pray for the sick. We pray for the bereaved. I'm coming specially, Lord, to ask you for prayer on behalf of my cousin, Lord, Marcel, who is in a coma, Lord, young lady, Lord. But we pray, Lord, we know that you're awesome. We know that you're powerful. As I was reminded in Ezekiel, Lord, that you made dry bones to get up and walk. So I know that you are able to make the flesh and the blood, Lord, to move so that she will be able to get up and not just get up just to get up, but get up to surrender herself and to follow you. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for allowing Sister Powell, Lord, to be blessed with 4 scores. You promised us 3 scores and 10, and by strength, we will get some extra. And so you have given her, Lord, some extra years. I thank you, Lord, and I ask you to be with her. I know she has an appointment tomorrow. Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to send your Holy Spirit to go before her. Cut and clear the pathway, Lord, and be the light. Be with the doctors. Be with the nurses. Pray, the Lord, that you will even make a miracle happen, Lord, for what the procedure is, Heavenly Father. Pray for them traveling nurses as well as they're planning also to travel outside of the country, Lord. Lord, we know that you're a good God. We know that you're a great God. We know that you are worthy to be praised. And so I ask you, Heavenly Father, to give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit today so that we will leave here being changed, Lord, in your name. Thank you, Lord, for your safe traveling mercy as we've been traveling to and fro. We thank you, Lord, for being our director, Lord, for being our traffic control. Lord, you're so good. You're so great. You are worthy to be praised. Where would we be had it not been for you? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your mercies, and your loving kindness towards us. Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for prayer, my dear, and welcome again. Tonight, Thursday night, I'm going to open this line, brothers and sisters. Our scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1:29. I would like 631, if you can read Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30, I would be grateful. Please, can you tell your name? We are calling from you are on the line.
Pleasant good. Pleasant good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for your prayer. Truly, in a time like these, prayer is supposed to be the theme because we need Jesus more and more day by day, especially as we are nearing the end. In Genesis chapter 1, Genesis is called the Book of Beginnings. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29 and 30, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. So as we read this text, we see the correlation between men and beasts actually gave them the same diet. So that was the diet for the beast and for the man. So God gave them the things that he created in nature for food. So that is a very important text we should bear in mind. And as we approach the time of the end, when the earth made new, man will go back to the same original diet that God gave them. But we have to make preparation even now.
Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear, thank you for reading and also explain. That is our original diet. And by the grace of God, we are praying that every one of us will be obedient to go back to the original diet that God have given unto us from creation till now. And further on, my dear beloved, before you close, you know, 3 John 1-4.
3 John 1, verse 1-4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's the little John. That's the little John. You have the first, you have the second, and you have the third John.
Third John, the elder on the well beloved.
Yes, beloved Jairus. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there now. In a minute. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The elder unto, give me 1 second. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I have loved in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And a text that I love in Jeremiah chapter 17 as well. I'll add that to
you
it.
You can finish four, and then you can.
Four. You said four too. I'm sorry. Okay, four. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So we see so much truth mentioned there. In verse one, you see truth mentioned. You see twice in verse 3, truth mentioned. And in 4, truth mentioned. So 4 times in 3 texts, we see what John is counseling and saying what his beloved Jairus was one that loved the truth. And he says here, give me 1 second. It's not Jeremiah. I missed that text. Give me 1 second. Let me find it.
Okay, God loves when his children walk in the truth, right?
Amen.
So we practice the truth, and we have to be the one to go out and share the truth to others. And if we ask, what is the truth, right? We would like our brothers and sisters to know that the truth. What is the truth? If we know the truth, we have to practice it, and we have to be also a doer of the truth. Did you find it in Brother O'Neill?
No, I'm going to read something from the on the Health Reform in chapter 85 of the book, Testimony Volume 1. So one testimony. Your sister White is counseling pertaining to, and it was in our state, She was counseling in New York State, Rochester, not too far from Sister Powell there, in Rochester, New York. She was in vision. Here's what she says. In vision, in the vision given me in Rochester, New York, December 25th, 1865, I was shown that our Sabbath-keeping people have been neglecting and acting upon the light which God has given in regard to the health reform, that there is yet a great work before us, and that as a people we have been too backward to follow in God's opening providence as he has chosen to lead. So we see the first text we read was Genesis 1, 29 and 30. And the next text was in 3 John 1 to 4. And we see John, the Apostle John, was elated about the virgin and Gaius, how they loved the truth. But here Sister White is saying that Sabbath keepers means Seventh-day Adventists. I was shown that our Sabbath-keeping people have been neglecting in acting upon the light. Light represents truth. So God has given us truth for this time. See what she says in paragraph, here in paragraph 1 of 486. She says, I have shown that the work of health reform has scarcely been entered upon yet. That was how many years ago? That she was saying something like this. That's 1865 to now. We are in 2022. So call it all almost 200 and, let me see now, 35, 100. So we see about 57 years. Since she mentioned something like this. And we still, and we still not there yet. So she said, I was shown that the work of health reform has scarcely been entered upon yet. While some feel deeply and act out of their faith in the work, others remain indifferent, and have scarcely taken the first step in reform. There seems to be in them a heart of unbelief. And as this reform, the lustful appetite, many shrink back. They have other gods before the Lord. Their taste, their appetite is their God, mercy. And when the axe is laid at the root of the tree, and those who have indulged in their deprived appetite at the expense of health are touched, and their sin point out their idols, whom their idols shown them they do not wish to be convinced. And although God's voice should speak directly to them to put away those health-destroying indulgence, some would still cling to the hurtful things which they love. They seem joined to their idols, and God will soon say to his angels, let them alone. Hear that?
Amen. Amen.
So the Apostle Paul was speaking to the church of Corinthians. And he says, whose God is what? Their belly. Why would he say something like that? Because their appetite. And we must remember the first test that man failed was on the test of appetite. And the first test that Christ triumphed was on appetite. And the first test the Hebrew boys went through in Babylon was an appetite. And the second test was the image of Nebuchadnezzar. So if they had failed in that first test, and if Christ had failed in that first test, you and I, man, maybe there wouldn't be me and you right now, but Christ conquered appetite, because appetite has to do with the mind. Because unless the mind has nourishing food going inside, it cannot be in good health. So thank you very much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Oh,
I'll give somebody else
all
the
right.
opportunity to speak.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Honey, for that wonderful for reading and also the comment, you know, like a mini sermon. We want to thank God for you. So, brothers and sisters, as I say, we started late, right? But we are going to open the line for us to be briefly here at Thursday. You may have a praise report or actually a prayer request. You can so do it now, you know, and we're just asking, you know, for a limited time that we can go into the message. 225-327, your line is open. 225-327, your line is open.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. Sister Power, right now, putting water in the car, so I just want to thank you for opening my line. But give me a minute.
All right. Frederick. 518-605, your line is open. 518-605. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Good evening, Sister Paul. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Sister Carla, yes, I just want to thank the Lord for health and strength. I'm safe journey. I'm here in Virginia, and, you know, I'm trying to keep the health law and teach it to others, but, you know, we always have pushback, and people, you know, think you're asserting your own thoughts, but it's actually the law of God, and people will reject it, and I'm reminded when they reject it, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting God and the law of the health. So I just want to share a scripture. It says, and this is Psalms chapter 1, starting at verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God, and in it, in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. So let us be as the tree planted by the river of water, and we know, you know, what that water is, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, you know, and so that as we bring forth fruit, which is mean we're bringing forth fruit in our season, and it's unto righteousness. So I just thank the Lord for his word, his promises, and may we be faithful, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Sister Carla, for sharing and also for traveling, presenting the missionary health ministry out there to the dying world. We know some will accept and some will reject, but, you know, the message has to go out. Thank you, my dear. And now is the time, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. We are going to go into a prayer, and then whosoever is not able to share today, when the last in the end, I will open your line to maybe close with a prayer song. But at this time, we are going in prayer for the message. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for who you are, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters who join here, Lord, to give praises and to read your words and to help us, Lord, to know the truth, Lord, because you said you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, and also you love to hear when we are in the truth and also presenting the truth to others out there. Father, we continue to bless each heart, each one, as we have heard the prayer have been lifted up earlier, this earlier to about brothers and sisters here on the line and their family member. Lord, you know every name, and what we need. And as we present them already to you, Lord, we won't be calling, repeating the names again, because, Father, we know you are a just God and you are there taking records. So we place every one of us in your hand. And, Lord, help us to be faithful to you. We thank you for your blessings, that you have blessed us so much, Lord, with long life, health and strength, providing for us food, shelter, clothing, and allow us that we can go and share your words to others. Lord, so we want to thank you. Bless us this day. Bless the speaker tonight as we open the line for the speaker. We ask you, Lord, to take full control and allow the Holy Spirit to be felt, so that we will gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from your word, and that we will be able to share with others. Bless us all, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all. Amen. And the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Sister Stephanie. Yes, we ask you to get your pen, your paper, and your Bible, King James Version, so that you can take note. God bless you again.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. I know that we were having some trouble, some issues, some mishaps, some technical difficulties, but we are here, and I'm so thankful to hear you, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, the eight doctors that makes house call, right, the eight principles that makes house call, the eight health laws that we are to follow. Sister Paul, can you just remind us of those eight laws as well? New start. As I traveled, I'll just share a little bit. I traveled up, you know, I've been traveling from, you know, I've traveled into the Midwest. They consider us, you know, the Northeast, and I traveled down south, and I traveled back up to the up north, and it was a lot of traveling, and I'm so thankful that God kept us on the road safe. I mean, when you're traveling, I mean driving beside or driving on the road with these big tractor trailer, and it's like you doing the speed limit, it's like they want to run you over the road. So I know that it was the grace of God. And so as I do not hear Sister Powell at this particular time, her line might be on mute. I'm just going to go new start. And I was impressed because, as I said, my mother is in contact with so many different young people. And I want to thank you for your prayers. Also, as you know, we have said it, we have celebrated her four scores last Sunday, actually the day that God allowed her to bless this earth. And it was a very uplifting Thanksgiving. Many times I've said it where I like to give people the flowers while they're alive, while they could hear it, not when they're dead, when they can't hear it, right? And so it was just a blessing to hear the common thread. And we're not giving glory and honor to her. Absolutely not. We're giving glory and honor to God, thanking him for allowing her to be blessed with those many years. And one of the young lady that she usually take care of. First, I went into the house. I haven't been up there for quite some time, I think. I think the last time I was at my mom's house was probably pretty much like 3 years ago. I've been to New York, but that was, I think, over 3 years ago was the last time I've been in at her home. And so when I walked in, you know, on the dining room table, I saw this picture, and I've never seen this little girl before, but beautiful little girl. And I read the card, and, you know, she was like, Grandma, and I was like, here we go again, you know. Every day, you know, somebody's added to my family. Every day my mother adopted or gained a granddaughter, a great-granddaughter. And so I remember my daughter, as I'm saying this, when I would go to her school, you know, or she would say, you know, Mom, that my friends and the teachers are asking me, they say, you know, your mother has so many brothers and sisters. And at first I thought that it was really funny, but the truth be told, I do, because my mother continued to take in to extend her home and just her life to so many, so many young people, siblings. So I have, as she called them, community daughters, community granddaughters, community great-granddaughter and great-grandchildren and great children. And so I chuckled about it because I'm like, yeah. And so when my daughter explained, the people would say, because everybody, you know, everybody that comes to the school, you know, is your auntie and your uncle, right? Because we have a wonderful village. Like if I'm running, if I'm running late, or not necessarily running late, but if I have another conflict, whether it be something at the school, whether it be a seminar, whether it be somewhere that I had to do some kind of presentation, I can always count on my village, count on my brothers and sisters in Christ to be able to go ahead and grab her from the different activities that she'll be involved in. And so when I was there on Sunday to see all of these individuals coming from near and far, to come and to share how my mom, how Sister Powell, I forgot I have to be formal, how Sister Powell had, I'm going to say it, how Sister Powell, my mom, had impacted their life. And I've often say, and I think I've shared on this line, that she is not a perfect person. She's not professed to be a perfect person. I hope she's not. She has been, you know, situation where there has been good, bad, and indifferent. But I can say to you that the good outweighs the bad and the indifferent, right? And so I just thank God for being around so many young, I'm telling you, young. You had like, what, 1-year-old, all the way up from 1 all the way up to 97 that was in that mix, over 90 that was in that mix in terms of years. And so I just thank God for that. And I pray that each and every person that is on this line, that individuals will be able to say, when I see this person, right, when I interact with this person, I can feel the presence of God, right? I can feel the kindness. I can feel the love. And let me tell you this, beloved, she grew up in the church, not necessarily always, doing the things, all the things that she's supposed to do. But one of the things that I can remember, and this is just a point of privilege that I'm taking, personal privilege I'm taking, one of the things I can remember, a couple of the things I can remember, but one that stood out is that my mother has always been kind, has always been a giver, right, has always not think of herself, but always think of the community, the children, right? Always want to give so badly, I've said it before, that I would save my lunch money and she would come and borrow it, quote, unquote, my fingers are going up, quote, unquote, borrow my money that I saved to give to the villagers, to give to the moms and the dads so that they're able to get things for their children. I mean, this is all I knew. Even before she was going to church consistently, that's all I knew. I knew that we were supposed to be kind to others, right? We were supposed to encourage others, and I saw that in her, right? And so I pray, this is my prayer, I pray that I can be quarter like her. Right. But most importantly, here's what my prayer is. Most importantly, I pray that I can become more like Jesus Christ. I can show his character. Right. More than anything else. Not by my own strength, because I know I can't do it by my own strength, but through Jesus Christ, my Savior. And so I pray that for you. I pray that, you know, this is what people want to see now, right? People want to see, and it says that in our actions and in our deeds and in our thoughts and in our words, we are to show the love of Christ. And so this is going to lead me. I know I took Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. As I linger just a tad bit longer, I pray that you will be with this line. Lord, I pray that you will agitate our hearts. I pray that, Lord, you will work within us so that our hearts and minds will be changed, so that our hearts and minds will be intertwined with your will. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercies. Thank you, Lord, that we can come and we can study and we can learn more about you. We can focus on our health because, as Brother O'Neill said, if whatever we consume, if it's not the right food to nourish our temple, to guard our minds, we will not be able to hear the message that you have in store for us. We will not be able to commune with you. So, Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. I ask that you will take charge of our minds and our hearts so that we will have that desire to be obedient, to consume the things that you have told us, to be able to use the herbs and the leaves, Lord, for the healing, not only for ourselves, but for this nation. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So I am going to go into last week, Thursday, we did hygiene among the Israelites, and we did the prevention of disease. And now I'm going to scroll to cleanliness. And I think we did, I'm going to do cleanliness and diet. I'm going to touch a little bit on that. Because as I said before, as I was down there in Tennessee, down there in the country, it was a blessing. It was a blessing, beloved. But we were looking at on the morning line that they did, we were looking at I think this was in Leviticus, and I think I might have shared this when there was specific direction that was given to Moses and to Aaron, and I think it was to Moses where it says, please let Aaron know, I'm paraphrasing that, he's not to come into the temple any hour and any time that he feels, right? There was specific direction, even to the clothing, and it says that he must be washed. And so cleanliness is important to God. And there's an old adage that I usually heard, that I heard when I was growing up, and it says, cleanliness is next to godliness, right? And in reading that, that's what the encounter was. You know, many times we want to just come any old way, right? But that is not, we need to be reminded that we're coming and we're in the presence of a holy God. So I am in hygiene among the Israelites, okay? I am on page 277, and I'm reading cleanliness, and it says, the necessity of personal cleanliness was taught in the most impressive manner. Before gathering at Mount Sinai to listen to the proclamation of the law, by the voice of God, the people were required to wash both their persons and their clothing. This direction was enforced on pain of death. No impurity was to be tolerated in the presence of God. I'm going to read that again. No impurity was to be tolerated in the presence of God. During the sojourn in the wilderness, the Israelites were almost continually in the open air, where impurities would have a less harmful effect than upon the dwellers in closed houses. But the strictest regard to cleanliness was required both within and without their tents. No refuse was allowed to remain within or about the encampment. The Lord said, the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp, to deliver thee and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy. Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. The next section says diet. The distinction between clean and unclean was made in all matters of diet. I am the Lord your God, which has separated you from other people. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean. And ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing, which I have separated from you as unclean. Leviticus 20, 24 through 25. Many articles of food eaten freely by the heathen about them were forbidden to the Israelites. It was no arbitrary distinction that was made. The things prohibited were unwholesome. Are those things still prohibited now? And the fact that they were pronounced unclean taught the lesson that the use of injurious foods is defiling. That which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the soul. It unfits the user for communion with God, unfits him for a high and holy service. All right, and then the next portion is called Advantages and Regulations. Advantages and Regulations. In the Promised Land, the discipline begun in the wilderness continued under circumstances favorable to the formation of right habits. The people were not crowded together in cities, but each family, I'm going to read it again. I don't want us to miss this. In the Promised Land, the disciples begun in the wilderness was continued under circumstances favorable to the formation of right habits. The people were not crowded together in cities. The people were not crowded together in cities, but each family had its own landed possession, ensuring to all the health-given blessings of a natural, unperverted life. Baby, beloved, let me tell you, while I was down there in the country, oh, you could go in. I've heard Sister Sister Carla has shared that, and Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson, that they were in their garden and they were just doing things in there. And I'm telling you, it is such a blessing when you can go into the garden and you could pick your food, you could bring it in, you could wash it, and you're able to make a meal. It is a blessing, such of a blessing that I thought I had challenged you all, might have been on the other line, but I thought I had put this out to you, that even if you're not in the country yet, don't be discouraged. We're not, because I know that your desire is to go into the country. I know that many individuals are making provision. I know that we have prayed, we have petitioned our Heavenly Father, and I know that He's going to work it out on our behalf, right? Because He says that we're not to be anxious for anything. But what I had challenged, you know, on the lines that I'm on, and if I didn't put it on this one, I'm going to put it out, is that while we prepare to go to the country, you don't have to wait till you get to the country to start planting your little garden. Let me tell you, my daughter came home, you know, from school, and I want to thank you for that as well, for prayer, because I told you that her knee had popped out. Praise God, there were no broken bones. Nothing was fractured, but there's some ligaments. And I know that you all are going to give me some health things that we need to do to be able to get it back to be where it is. She is healing. She's walking without the brace, still a little gingerly, but she's walking without it. So I know that you all are going to give me some stuff, right? Some counsel, some things that we can do to help her to heal that knee. They said something about the ligament and the tissue and the bones weren't growing right or something in that regard. And so, but I know that God is the great healer. So anyway, she said, you know, Mommy, you know you could plant stuff using the things that you buy. And so we buy organic stuff from the store. You could go to Aldi's, you could go to Whole Foods, whatever you have. And I planted some of those things. I had some organic soil before, and I went down south and I found some organic soil that I didn't see up here. But prior to that, I had put some things in the ground, all right? So I put some things in the ground before I left, and they were sprouting. I told you about my onions that were sprouting, and I actually was able, and my we call it escallion or scallion, that you all call it spring onion. And I did some of that, and I was able to break some off to put into my meal, right, that I'm preparing. And I did it all in my house, and what I did was I was looking at the sun because we need to be prepared, or we need to be in preparation mode now. So I looked at where the sun was rising, and I would put it then, and I would move it to the next thing when the sun moved on the other side of the house. And I'm telling you, I have a little garden right in my house. Amen. I didn't put one out in the back yet because I get deer. I mean, they walk on my property like they're paying mortgage and property tax, and then they look at me like, why are you here? So I did buy a little greenhouse from Aldi's. It was, you know, very reasonable. I think it was under $25. The truth be told, nice big thing, comes with a shelf and a mesh and all of that stuff. And so I was experimenting in my house, and I just had the idea. You know, I am a science teacher, so I like to experiment with things as well. I do teach math as well, but for the last couple of years, I've been working on science. And I was like, you know what, I could build my own little greenhouse. So I went and I put my seeds in, and then I covered it with some saran wrap, and I covered it with, you know, the container cover. Like, it looked like shower caps, but they're like for containers to cover your leftover food or whatever, and I covered it. I did poke a little bit of hole in it so that, you know, it could get some air. Let me tell you, I planted some organic cherry tomatoes. And I planted some Roma tomatoes last Thursday before I left to go up to New York. And when we came back we got here Thursday morning, bad boy, they were sprouting. So I have tomatoes growing in my house. I had gotten some mint and spearmint from down there in Tennessee, from out of the garden of Elder Richardson and out of the garden of Brother Wheeler. And I came and I planted it. Some of them had roots. Some of them did not. So I put them in water so that I could see if I could catch them, if I could, you know, get the roots to be to start coming out. But some of them did have root, and I put it in containers. I reuse things. So I buy, like, my big gallon container of vinegar so that I can use it to clean my house and, you know, wash things and stuff. I don't consume it anymore because I've come into some wisdom and to some additional knowledge. And I cut those containers, and I'm using them for planters. And I'm telling you, it's so fascinating to me. I was like, look at this. You know, so I would take pictures, and I would send to my other girlfriend to encourage them. And they were like, oh, yeah, you have a green thumb. And I was like, you too. You can have a green thumb as well, right? And so I'm just so thankful. So I'm waiting so that I can get fresh tomatoes right from my house, right from my house, you know. And so that is definitely a blessing. So I just want to challenge you to go ahead and do that. I did not go out and buy any seeds. I just took the food that I purchased, and I just dropped it in the soil, and it is just doing its thing. I thank God, you know, for that as well, for the practice, for the dry run. So I continue. And that's a part of the new start, right? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate ear, rest, and trust in God. Amen and amen. All right, so we continue. It says, concerning the cruel, licentious practices of the Canaanites who were depossessed by Israel, the Lord said, ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation. I'm trying to make sure that I can see. Of the nation which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. He hated them. He despised them. Verse 23, because of their behavior, because of what they, the manner of how they were conducting themselves. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Deuteronomy 7, verse 26. In all the spheres of their daily life, the Israelites were taught the lesson set forth by the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? I'm going to read that again. In all the spheres of their daily life, the Israelites were taught the lesson set forth by the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is what? Is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3:16, verse 17. I might have read this last week. It sounds familiar, but it's good to hear again. Repetition deepens the impression of the soul, the heart, and the mind. And so this part says, rejoicing. A merry, rejoicing heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trusting God, trust in God's love and care. These are health's greatest safeguard. To the Israelites, they were to be the very keynote of life. The journey made three times a year to the annual feast, Jerusalem, the week's sojourn in booths during the Feast of Tabernacle were opportunities for outdoor recreation and social life. Amen and amen. The journey made three times a year to the annual feast at Jerusalem, the week's sojourn in booths during the Feast of Tabernacle were opportunities for outdoor recreation and social life. So this is another opportunity for experiencing the eight doctors that makes house call, right? Being outdoor, getting that fresh air. Amen. And we've learned that that fresh air and walking and exercising, it helps to build and strengthen our lungs. Amen. And so, Sister Powell, I will end here unless you want me to continue so that you can open up the line. I'm not sure if Brother O'Neill has some current events that he wants to share. Anyone has any commentary, any takeaway, any query, any feedback, you can certainly feel free to take your hand down or something, take the number one off, click off the number one, and then click on it again so that Sister Powell can recognize you. But I'm just so thankful that we have this help message. I'm so thankful that we have the eight principles, the eight doctors that makes house call free. And I pray that we will utilize them, not only for ourselves, but we will share it to others that we come in contact with as well. Sister Powell?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And it comes back, bringing us, point us to the eight laws of health. And I pray that we all will be obedient to this health message. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters here, if you have a query at the passages, the chapter, you know, and you want to, did not understand, you can press yourself off and you can ask the question. There is a line, a person here, Brother Eli, calling his name. He did not get to speak, and I know Brother Eli would like to share. Please be briefly, Brother Eli. I am going to open your line.
857-505.
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. And Sister Power, I don't know, can we do a few prayers too, Sister Power? Like the same like we did before, because Brother Yudi used to do the few prayers, and I don't know, can Sister Stephanie mention it, Sister Power, because we did that with Brother Yudi. We did that with Brother Yudi, and that was in December 2019. Like, we did the prayer, Sister Powell. You remember we did the prayer, like a few prayers. And Sister Powell, I would like to thank Sister Stephanie for the powerful message, because that message is very, very important for brothers and sisters, Sister Powell. And Sister Powell, my question is, Sister Powell, I don't know, can Sister Stephanie, I have a question for Sister Power. I don't know, can Sister Stephanie do a few prayers on this line, because a lot of brothers and sisters need a lot of prayer. I need a lot of prayer, Sister Power. My mom needs a lot of prayer. My brothers and sisters need a lot of prayer, Sister Power. And individual too needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, please pray for Sister Shamika and prayer, because Sister Power, I believe her in the Lord's hand and God's hand, Sister Power, because Sister Power, I don't know, can Sister Stephanie do a special prayer for Sister Shamika, because she's on the line,
amen,
and she's a young lady, amen, Sister Power. I don't know, can Sister Stephanie do a powerful prayer for Sister Shamika on this line, that the Lord will break every chain for her. Amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, Brother Eli, we have lifted up, we have been praying on this prayer line, and we have been lifting up these names and requests. So in the close, we will also, you know, remember them. But we have been praying for our brothers and sisters, you know, because the only thing can help us now is prayer. So I am thanking you that you are, you know, in the mood that we can always pray. Prayer is reaching the Lord, and prayer really helps us to be strong, right? So thank you, Brother Eli. Is there anyone else who'd like to comment on the passage that is a chapter that was read a while ago? All right, Brother, okay, Anif, I'll open your line. 631-55.
Pleasant, good evening again, everyone.
A little volume, Brother O'Neill.
Pleasant, good evening, everyone. I just want to share some tips on some herbs that you guys should be aware of in your immediate surrounding that you should use to help you in case of illness. And we need to know these herbs that's around us. One of the herbs that I'm looking at now is the lamb's quarter. The lamb's quarter is a herb that have omega-3. That's one of the few herbs that have omega-3. It has purslane. So it says lamb's quarter, incredibly nutritious. Herbs that may think as a weed are high in fiber and protein, are loaded with both vitamin A and C, that is lamb's quarter, and are also high in manganese, calcium, copper, and have a bit of iron, and are high in both omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acid. Lamb's quarter. Cynobium album grow in RDS zone 3 to 10. So it's in your area. If you're in the east, you will see a lot of lamb's quarter around this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And this is the one that I mentioned earlier. I say it is the king of wild herbs, wild vegetables, the purslane. The purslane leaves are In other words, many people who grew up in the Caribbean or even here in the U.S., you'll find the purslane even in driveways or walkways. That's how it grows. It grows anywhere. But you can find it in the wild as well. But it's a plant, and the leaves are small, but the vine of the plant is red. And you can see the red of it. So what is this plant, the purslane? Purslane leaves are succulent and are grow in an alternate fashion on the stem, which is thick and reddish, as I said earlier on, reddish in color. It is one of the few vegetables that are rich in omega-3 acid, as the one that I mentioned earlier, lamb's quarter, which are important to support healthy arteries and can help prevent strokes, heart attack, and other forms of heart disease. So if you see the importance of knowing these plants, not just knowing what is in the store, we must know what is in our immediate surrounding, in our backyards. Yeah, the other day I was mentioned this plant to a lady when I went by her in Newburgh last Monday. I was mentioning. I said, you know that I just threw away that plant? I said, that's one of the most important. You cannot get that vegetable, get anything in the store that has nutrients like this plant. She said, I didn't know. She said, in fact, purslane has the highest recorded levels of omega-3. You hear that? Purslane has the what? The highest record of omega-3 fatty acid of any land-based plant. You hear that? It has the highest of any land-based plant. Purslane, Portu laca, that's what they call it in the scientific language, grows in the RDS zone 6 to 10. Be wary of its look. It has a next plant that look alike like it. Spurges, that plant is poisonous. They said spurges exclude white latex when broken. Purslane don't have that. You see the green come out of it when it broke it. So that's why you need this one. And there's a next plant here we're looking at. It's called garlic mustard. When you break off the garlic mustard, you smell it like the garlic itself. The garlic mustard. That's what it's a vegetable. It's a, in other words, quote unquote, people say wild vegetable, but it was the original of vegetables. Garlic mustard are easy to spot. They have unique deep green triangular leaves with distinct vegetation. Garlic mustard greens are very nutritious as they have sustainable amount of vitamin A, C, E, and some B vitamins. They also contain potassium, even more than bananas, calcium, magnesium, you need that. Magnesium helps with so much part of the body. Selenium, which is also good for the brain. Copper, iron, manganese, and as well as omega fatty acid. So we have three plants that gives us that already. We have three plants that gives us that so far already. I give you a few more. One more, then I close. Elderflower. This is not elderberry. This is what? Elderflower. Elderflower grows in white umbrellas about 6 inches or so in diameter on the elderberry shrub. The flower bloom in the very first weeks of the July. So it is same plant as it grows like the elderberry, but the elder flower, that is the flower of the elderberry. So the flowers blooms in the first weeks of July. Right now, it's blooming now. Elderberry flowers can be used in tea to treat sinusitis, colds, and constipation. The elderberry flower, sabacus, as they call it, grow in arduous zone 3 to 7. The leaves, stems, and bark are roots of the plant. While in leaf, you can bring a delicious wild plum pie or dandelion salad to your next meal when you're going up your picnic with the family. So we see that all these plants that I've mentioned, these plants that I know firsthand, because I have to do a course, we have to identify 100 plants, wild plants out there, and know their benefits. But still, I don't have all the 100 plants in my head yet. I'm still learning. But I can recommend something to you guys here. Get this app on your phone, whether you have an iPhone or you have an Android phone. Picture this. Any plant you're passing and you want to know what plant this is, turn on the app. The app usually tells you to pay for it, but it's not something that you should pay for because it's something that should be free. But because many people don't know, they do it. So when you open up the app, you go to the top right-hand corner of the app and press cancel, and you're able to use it. You're going to see the image of a camera pop up. You see a plant. You take the picture of the plant. It identifies the plant and tell you what the plant is. For further study, you could go to Google or whatever browser you use to check out the benefits of this plant and see what it does for you. I also have a book as well. I have two books on plants. Actually, I need to get one more. I have one called Forager's Guide. So people that goes out into the wild to forage plants, because some of the herbs that I have for the products that I do, I forage some of them for myself. Instead of ordering them from somebody, I forage it for myself. So what Forager's Guide does, it gives you how to identify plants and their benefits. And also, this other book that I have called Free Food Medicine. This guy is not an Adventist, but all he eats is wild edible plants. He doesn't eat meat. He's all plant-based. And he's in perfect health, and he's 50-something years old. And so those two books, it helped me to identify, get more information on the plants and how I can use them. Or I can use them, and I can help people to use them as well. So it's good. I hope you have those information that I share with you. I will repeat them. These three information that is really vital that we need to have. The first one is Forager's Guide. Forager's Guide to Wild Edible. And then you have Free Food Medicine and the app Picture This. The app Picture This. Because we have to know what is in our immediate surrounding. And as Hippocrates says, and as the Bible says, he made the earth for our food, as we read in the Genesis 1 there. And we read in 1 John 1-4 there. And also we understand what Psalms 104 verse 14 says that he caused the grass to grow for the cattle and the herbs for the service of man. So God made these things for our service, and especially in these times that we're living in, we soon not be able to go to the doctors because no man may by ourselves say he that have the mark. We need to prepare for that time by knowing what is in our immediate surrounding that we can use, not just for food, but also for medicine. Thank you very much, Sister Paul, for giving me the time to share.
Okay, thank you, Brother Anil, for sharing these new plants, right, that we can use, benefits, and also, as we have read, the herb is for the healing of the nation and also for our food. So we just want to thank you. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters on this land, I do hope that we are taking notes, you know, because these things are out there in the wild. and especially summer comes, this summer, these three things have sprung up. There is a herb I saw on the fence, and the leaves are so broad. I am wondering, I don't know what that herb is, but it really, really, really looks like it's a good, good vegetable. So I'm going to try to find out what that leaf is. It comes, it have a vine like a wisp, but the leaves are so broad and green and beautiful. So maybe we have some food right there on our fence. All right, thanks. I'm going to open back the line for Sister Stephanie that she can close for us. And thank everyone for joining.
Hi, Sister Paul. I thought you were going to ask Brother O'Neill to close, but that's fine. I could go ahead. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for breaking up. You said something about the lamb. What was the I was trying to write it down. I wrote down the three books, but what and the app. What was the first plant that you said? It was a lamb something?
Lamb.
Lamb food or something? Oh, lamb weed. Okay.
Lamb quarter.
All right. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And I did read something. You know, we're sharing all of these things because we don't have to tell you. You've been in the store. There's a food shortage. It's just happening around. There was something that I came across, though, Brother Eli. Somebody sent this to me. That's saying that the Pope, because of his health condition, I think is considering retiring. Did you hear that? But you don't have to answer it. You could. I mean, I know you can. You know, you'll be able to gather some information. But something like that I saw came up on my phone, as well as Alexa. Amazon Alexa is being programmed to represent the voice of dead loved ones. So that was something out there that someone sent to my phone. But anyway, thank you so much, Brother O'Neill. I was blessed by hearing your message, your information, your detailed information as it pertains to plants. And you're absolutely right. I know that many of us have plants, the dandelion, you all know that, and it comes up, it pops up in many of our yards. And that is also helpful. All of it is also helpful for different medicinal purpose as well. And so thank you so much for that. I realized the other day that I have mulberry. I heard Brother O'Neill was talking about elderberry bush. I found out, I mean, we've been eating it. We've been living here forever, and I didn't know that they were mulberry. I thought that they were just like, you know, wild berries, and they were really, really sweet, really, really good. And so I found out a couple weeks ago that my girlfriend came to my house and she was like, those are mulberry. I was like, what? And it was just, I was going out and picking it and eating it. My children love it and everything like that. So, yes, look around your yard. You have a lot of things that you're able to eat as well. All right? And so let's go into prayer as we close. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Thank you so much for your manservant that you have allowed him to come on the line, give us some current event, give us some help. Tips about the plants that we're able to use and so that we can get some remedy and some resolve, Lord. I pray that you will continue to be there with him, continue to use him, give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding so that he will be able to remember these 100, as he said, he's taken a class, these 100 plants that he needs to be to know. So bring those back to him. We lift up to you, Brother Eli, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for him as he's praying for each and every one of us, Lord, he's praying for his mother. He's praying for Shamika. He's praying for Jahari. He's praying for Javel. He is praying for Isma. He's praying for Keon. All of the individuals, Lord, you know them by name, Lord. So we present them to you. And we thank you so much for hearing and answering, Lord. We ask you to be there with Brother Eli. Give him your comfort. Give him your peace that passes all understanding. And we pray for each and every person on this line. As we go our separate ways, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, that you will not leave us. You will send your host of angels to go before us and to encamp around our abode, around our bedside, Heavenly Father. If it is your will, Lord, we ask that you will wake us up today, tomorrow, Lord, so that for preparation day, so that we can continue on this path to do your biddings, Lord. Lord, forgive us of anything that we've done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. For we pray as you blot our name, blot our sins out. You will not blot our names out, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercies. Thank you for the word, Lord, that we are to be clean. We are to watch and be able to be mindful of what we put in our body. We are to be mindful of the individuals that we're surrounding ourselves with, the thoughts that we're having, the food that we're consuming, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies and your loving kindness towards us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for praying. Thank everyone who joined us today. And we do hope that everyone will have a clear understanding about the health message. The health message is the right arm of the gospel, and God wants us to be obedient and to shine our light wherever we go. So we just want to thank you again, and remember tomorrow night is our Sabbath night, and we are asking each one to join. Welcome on this line, and I wish you all a good night's sleep, and we will close. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. We will just sing up one verse of this as we used to our song, and then we will close. Good night. Have a good night. God bless you.